Welcome to the pre-show for Wednesday. Have I got a lot of shit I got to do, man? Before I head out to Florida, man, and my life with Jackie, you know? I mean, I thought when she and I first started hanging out, it was our intention, my intention, for her to come to Florida. I mean, to come to California. And, you know, we found that we were sort of set in our ways, as people our age will often be. And she didn't want to leave Florida. Her son was in Orlando. And so I did what I often do. In fact, I do this a lot. I said, okay, you know, I'm going to be a good guy here, and I'm going to dig that. I understand that. And after a lot of conversation with my friends and a lot of come-to-Jesus meetings with myself, I decided, you know what? I should move to Florida and be next to Jackie. Now, this is a move that pretty much, it doesn't ice my career. What it does is it changes it and sends it on a different trajectory, you know. I'm going to be doing my podcast from down there. I'm going to be looking for an agent that handles theatrical for the Southeast. And I think I'll stay with my voiceover agent, SBV, there. And I love Theo, he's my theatrical agent, but I don't know, I'll see what's up with those guys. But man, it has been a fucking roller coaster ride. And, but I sold my house and got exactly the price I wanted to get for it, too. That was a trippy thing, man. I did not fucking budge. I said to my real estate agent, I said, no. I said, I don't give a fuck. If I take it off the market, I'll take it off the market. I said, but here's the bottom line number. I will not take lower than this. And it wasn't really, not, you know, in other words, what we set the price at, and what I wanted, there wasn't a whole difference between the two. There was a very little difference between the two. So I said, you know, no, I'm not not giving the goddamn thing away. And we didn't. And good. I'm really happy. I had a great realtor. Right now I have on, by the way, on TV, Amityville 3D. Now, how fucking bad do you think this is? It's got a great actor in it. I'm looking at Tony Roberts. Tony Roberts was in Serpico. Tony Roberts is in a lot of Woody Allen movies. Tony Roberts is a terrific actor. How the fuck he got talked into this one? They're going to do a seance? Holy Jesus. So, all right, so anyway, that is the story of the house being sold and me being where I am right now, which is essentially, you know, we're moving out of the house, and we'll be in Florida, as I mentioned on the show, sometime in mid-June. And then we'll see, man. You know, like, you know, there's no question I love Jackie. She loves me. But we'll see how the whole thing shakes out, man. I've always believed love's a decision. In other words, I don't buy this bullshit that love just hits you like a bunch of fairy dust. Ooh, I'm in love. No, I think you decide, I'm going to love this person, and I'm going to love this person for the rest of my life, if that's what they also agree to. You know, I'm not talking about stalking somebody or being a fucking asshole that way. I'm just saying, you decide to love somebody. You make the decision. And hopefully they share your feeling, and if they don't, well, good luck, Charlie. On to the next project, you know. But when you decide to love somebody, and let's say that they are in the same ballpark with you, they want to do this love thing too, then you fucking are goddamn well with them. Now, you may be wrong about them, and maybe, you know, you get a year, 2 years, 3 years into the relationship, and they're homicidal maniacs, or they're thieves, or they're in some way, you know, it's not workable, man. You can't live with them. That is absolutely a reason to just fucking boogie with the canned heat and you're gone, because this was not a good decision. But if the problems are just the problems of a couple of people working it out, You know, one of my friends used to say, she used to say to her husband, you know, I'm going to love you tomorrow morning, but right now I don't like you very much. I used to like that, man. I like that. It basically said, oh, I'm here for you. I'm here for us. I'm in this. We're a team. I love you. But right now you're pissing me off. Basically saying, you know, the vagaries, the ups and downs of a relationship exist. Right now there's a fucking seance going on in this stupid fucking movie, Amityville 3. And this chick is like crying and the old lady started going into spasms. And it's good acting though. She's got tears streaming down her face. So as I try to impart this very heavy-ass message about love, I got Amityville 3 on the TV. What is going to win? Probably the movie.